Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday afternoon, June 25th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of legal news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Corporate Whistleblower Center urges a manager of a nursing home anywhere in the USA that received a COVID PPP loan to call about rewards if the owners never spent the funds on payroll. The Corporate Whistleblower Center is urging managers of nursing homes across the USA who received a COVID PPP loan to come forward if the funds were not used for payroll. Whistleblowers could receive rewards of up to 10% of the loan amount. Instances have been found where nursing home chains used the loan money to buy more facilities instead of paying employees. If you have information on banks or financial institutions that did not conduct due diligence on PPP loans, call 866-714-6466. The whistleblower rewards for this type of information could be substantial, especially for publicly traded institutions. The Paycheck Protection Program loans were intended to help struggling companies during COVID, with specific rules on employee count and payroll usage. If you have evidence of PPP loan fraud in the healthcare industry, contact the Corporate Whistleblower Center at 866-714-6466 for more information. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.